When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Tuesday, July 19th, and this is People Every Day. Hello again, everyone. It's me, Janine Rubenstein. I know I am not the only one still basking in the post-Bennifer wedding glow. And you know, we definitely have more to get into today with them. We've got another great show planned for you, so let's start with what all has been swirling around out there in the news. Last week, we brought you the newest baby bombshell coming out of Kardashian land. Khloe Kardashian and ex Tristan Thompson are having a second child together through a surrogate. Social media ran wild with the news, mostly because of how their timeline stacked up. Right around the time the two decided to have another child together, Tristan slept with and impregnated another woman. We also learned that even with this new indiscretion and their eventual split, Khloe and Tristan were still excited to welcome their second child and provide a sibling to their four-year-old daughter, True. Some wondered if the couple would get back together again, even with their years of messiness. But a source told People that despite the pair expecting a second child together, that Khloe and Tristan are not back together and have not spoken since December outside of co-parenting matters. Well, Thompson is proving that to be fact. He has just been photographed with a new lady. Yesterday, the NBA star was seen holding hands with a mystery woman while in Greece. The woman has not been identified, but the two were spotted together around 5 a.m. after a night out in the popular island party destination Mykonos. Love Mykonos. Well, you know, Greece seems like a perfect place for Thompson to go out on the town because this is half a world away from Khloe, and that's exactly the kind of distance that fans want her to keep from him. Moving on, new details have emerged surrounding the harrowing aneurysms Game of Thrones actress Emilia Clarke suffered. The mother of dragons said she's missing, quote, quite a bit of her brain after suffering two aneurysms in 2011 and in 2013. She told BBC One over the weekend, "The amount of my brain that is no longer usable. It's remarkable that I am able to speak, sometimes articulately, and live my life completely normally with absolutely no repercussions." And she also added that she's in the really, really, really small minority of people that can survive that. Wow. The actress experienced her first aneurysm, which caused a stroke and a brain hemorrhage, soon after wrapping up shooting on the very first season of the hit HBO show back in 2011. She eventually recovered, despite dealing with aphasia as a result of the trauma her brain experienced. She said she couldn't speak or remember her own name during that time. And then, in 2013, she underwent a second surgery to address another aneurysm. That surgery had complications, but the actress was able to make her return to the screen and stage. Clarke said of the experiences, quote, "In my worst moments, I wanted to pull the plug. I asked the medical staff to let me die. My job, my entire dream of what my life would be, centered on language, on communication. Without that, I was lost." I honestly can't imagine what that must have felt like for her. It's nothing short of remarkable, and it's so incredible that she was able to go on to have the career that she's had. And I'll say it, she's as resilient and inspiring as Daenerys Targaryen. And of course, it's time to get back into more of the magic that was the Bennifer wedding. You didn't think we were going to be able to fit all the juicy details into just one show, did you? Jennifer Lopez, now Jennifer Affleck, and Ben Affleck truly have an epic love story. Since first getting together back in 2002, the pair split in 2004, got back together again last year to the cheers of millions, and now they're married. Yes. We love it. In fact, we at People love this story so much. Bennifer's wedding is this week's cover story. We went into great detail all about their Las Vegas nuptials yesterday, and there's still so much more to get into. So joining me now to discuss even more about the wedding of the year is People senior writer Eric Anderson. Hey, Eric.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. So, Bennifer wed at a little white wedding chapel in Vegas, and People got to speak to the chapel coordinator, Kenosha Booth. We do our research, right? And that chapel coordinator said some tears were shed by them both. So sweet. So what other new details do we know about the ceremony?
Yes, Kenosha said it was a beautiful ceremony. They both cried a little bit. Beautiful tears were shed by them both. She said Jennifer looked stunning. And she also said that Jennifer walked down the aisle to Here Comes the Bride, the traditional song that many brides have walked down to the aisle before. The source also tells people that Ben and Jen wanted the wedding to be very simple and that they were very excited. Another source tells us that they decided to elope because they're so gaga in love and they just wanted to get married. So they did.
I love it. And like the guest list was teeny tiny, right? Who was there?
Yes, very small. Well, that's what happens when you elope. You usually don't have a big guest list. Jennifer had her daughter, Emmy, there. Ben had one of his children and also Chris Appleton, Jennifer's longtime hairstylist.
Got to have the hair on point.
Of course. And he did. Yes, yes. He said he was looking for a look, something that was timeless, not Vegas in terms of her hair. So he knocked it out of the park. She looked amazing.
Well, yesterday we talked about how Jennifer wore two beautiful dresses on her special day. One outfit was a stunning sleeveless gown that Jen has said she's had for many years. Now we know a little bit more about it. So give us the details here. Who designed it?
Yes, we have confirmed that it was a dress from Alexander McQueen, the British label. It's no longer in stock. It once sold at Bergdorf Goodman for over $5,000. It's gorgeous with a fitted bodice and a jewel neckline, just ridiculously beautiful. And she looked ridiculously beautiful in it.
Wow. So this dress was one that Jennifer wore in a movie a long time ago. Do we know what movie it is yet? She teased that for fans and people are just like scrambling to figure this out.
Yes, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Everyone's trying to figure that out, including us at People. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she said it was from an old movie, not necessarily an old movie that she was in, correct?
Exactly.
There's
exactly.
Some fans speculating that it could be not necessarily one that she wore herself, but that maybe it was featured in a movie that she loves. People are saying it was giving Mary Fiore vibes from The Wedding Planner, which of course is one of her classics from many, many years ago. I've seen also that some people are speculating it could be from Jersey Girl, which is another early 2000s movie that she made.
Oh, that Ben was in.
Yes. Apparently there was a wedding scene that was cut. This is all online speculation, and it could be from that. This is all rumors online, and we're on it. We're trying to figure it out. But she created quite a mystery with this.
And now I love this. One fan was commenting on Instagram saying, everyone was saying Made in Manhattan. I'm like, no, deaf wedding planner vibes.
People are divided. Well, we can narrow it down by Alexander McQueen, you know, when he started designing and all that.
After the couple's exciting wedding weekend, Jennifer is already back to work, right? What do they have going on?
Well, that's why they eloped. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is a very busy woman. She is recording music. She is working on her J.Lo beauty line. She's also partnered with this nonprofit, Grameen America, which provides microfinancing to Latina entrepreneurs.
Nice.
She's got another movie she's filming this fall. She's already filmed two movies that are coming out next year.
Shotgun Wedding being one of them, right?
Shotgun Wedding. I
well,
know.
There you go.
She is the queen of making movies with there's Marry Me, Shotgun Wedding, Wedding Planner. She likes to get married on screen.
Yeah.
When you take all that into account, it's no wonder why they eloped, because Ben is also starring in and directing an untitled biopic about a Nike exec named Sonny Vaccaro. Matt Damon, his co-star and friend, is appearing in that as well.
Nice.
They're a busy power couple, so they're already back to work this week, which just is incredible.
I'm here for all of it. And just for that little piece of rest that I know J.Lo got. She posted that like makeup-free selfie in bed, just looking glowing, honeymoon phase maybe. Who knows what's going on? I love it all. Well, happy for them. You can pick up a copy, you guys, of this week's issue of People on newsstands everywhere this Friday. Eric, thank you so much for stopping by to break this all down with me.
Thank you for having me.
while this weekend was highlighted by one of our favorite Hollywood couples finally saying I do, it wasn't happily ever after for everyone. Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy announced their split. After the break, we get into their history together and now futures apart. But first, the financial hits just keep on coming for Erica Girardi. The Real Housewives star is facing a $745,000 lawsuit. After the break, we get into her latest courtroom controversy.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
We are back, and it's time to get back into the ongoing legal woes of Erica Jane, or as she's known on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Girardi. Jane is now being sued by the ex-girlfriend of actor Nicolas Cage, Christina Fulton, for nearly $745,000 over claims of fraud and theft. The lawsuit was filed this past Friday, July 15th, and named several former employees of Girardi and Keith, the law firm that was co-founded by Tom Girardi, the now ex-husband of Jane. The suit alleges that Girardi and his former colleagues misappropriated settlement funds to support their personal lifestyles. The funds totaled more than $924,000. A payment was awarded to Christina Fulton stemming from a personal injury case that followed a car accident back in January of 2016. Fulton's representation at the time was Girardi and Keith, and she's now alleging that she only received a small portion of the settlement funds from the firm. Fulton's legal team is alleging that some of the money from those funds were used to pay for the personal lifestyle expenses for the Girardis, including Erica Jane. Jane's attorney commented on the allegations to news outlets, saying, "Erica, a non-lawyer, had no role in the actions of Girardi and Keith in dealing with clients of the firm or managing the firm's finances." And it included that Erica reasonably believed she was married to an extremely wealthy attorney with a financially successful law firm. You may recall that just a few weeks ago, Jane was asked to fork over a set of diamond earrings worth $750, which were believed to be purchased with money allegedly related to her ex-husband's fraud scheme. I mean, what's next for Erica Jane at this point, right? The glamorous life of this real housewife continues to take new twists and turns, and as we've done all along with this developing story, we will keep you updated. And now, as one Hollywood romance gets solidified, another one has sadly bit the dust. Yesterday, comedian Chelsea Handler broke the news that she and boyfriend, fellow comedian Joe Coy, broke up. This comes as the couple was just nearing their one-year anniversary. So, of course, this has a lot of people who were rooting for their love scratching their heads now. To comb through their relationship from the very beginning to today is People's associate editor, Dori Jackson. Hey, Dori, welcome back to the show.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Well, let's start at the end. Handler announced their breakup in a pretty unique way. She paired it with a video that they pre-recorded to celebrate their would-be one-year anniversary that was coming up. So here's some of that video.
Hey, guess what? We're celebrating our one-year anniversary together. And we are, well, honey, what have you learned in the last year being in a relationship with your lover?
That it's fun to be in love and always be in the moment.
And her caption in part read, "It is with a heavy heart to announce that we have decided together that it is best for us to take a break from our relationship right now." Coy also spoke out on IG yesterday and said, "Just want everyone to know that Chelsea and I always remain great friends and will always have love for one another. I'm her biggest fan." So what else did Chelsea say?
Yes, Chelsea said, "I know many of you were invested in our love and wanted to express to you how much that meant to both of us, how much it still means, and how much I now believe in love for each of one of us." She saluted Joe and said, "He blew my heart open with love. Because of him, my life experience has changed forever." And this was like very different for her because we've never seen her in love like this before. Like, she's dated, obviously, but this is just such a different relationship for her. And people were so happy to see her happy.
I know. Like, what is going on? I mean, have we received any news as to why they are calling it quits?
We haven't received any actual confirmation as to what happened, but people did get some sourcing that said their friends are hoping they can still work it out and that regardless of what happens, their relationship has changed them both for the better. And she even once said about dating Joe, "I'm finally in love with the best kind of guy there is. There's hope for everyone," that kind of stuff.
What could have happened, Dory? Like, I'm trying to, like, just figure this out. Like, they are gushing over each other. This is weird to me. Are they just too busy?
I think that's what it is. I think they're just so busy. And they maybe just need to take a break to think about whether this is the right thing for them to still be doing. And I think that there is a chance they could get back together. Because even in her breakup statement, she said she just... it's best for both of them to just take a break from their relationship right now, which to me feels like this is just a potentially temporary thing.
Well, Handler and Coy go way back and have been friends for over 2 decades before they became a couple. And we covered their budding romance last year when they started dating. What were some of their milestones in their relationship?
We know that they met about 20 years ago through a mutual friend. And then Joe would go on to make regular appearances on Chelsea's former E! Talk show, Chelsea Lately. And then they reconnected shortly before the COVID-19 pandemic. And he even asked her to write a blurb for his then forthcoming book, Mixed Plate. And they began texting and having COVID-safe hangouts and eventually started FaceTiming regularly too. And they eventually started to spark some dating rumors in September of 2021 when they were spotted looking a little cozy at an LA Dodgers game. She then posted about being in love, but she concealed Joe's identity at the time. But then later that same month, they went IG official and she posted 2 selfies. And Joe joined Chelsea on her podcast where they discussed their relationship, and she admitted that in retrospect, she probably had a bit of a crush on Joe too, but she was probably suppressing those feelings at the time.
Well, something that really stuck out to me about these two is how they found love later in life. Handler's 47 and Coy is 50. And some deem them as comedy's new it couple. I remember talking to them on the Grammys red carpet earlier this year, and they were just so funny together.
He can sing and dance, and I can't do either.
Okay, all right.
So let's get that out in the open.
Yeah. But she loves to sing. Yeah. So that's all that's important, right?
Oh, wait a second. Is this...
No, I know. He don't listen to anything he says. He's a liar.
See what I'm saying?
I just know what you're saying.
He forces me to sing, and he forces me to dance.
People are saying they could get back together. Do you see it happening, Dory?
I feel like there's just something there that you don't always come across. And this just feels like a really special relationship for both of them, where they both grew and they both like really understood like what love's meant and could really be. And everyone was so excited for them. And like you said, they were like comedy's it couple. And they're just so cute. We're rooting for them. We want them together. We want them back together for sure.
Well, tell me what all they have going on right now. They're very busy.
Yes, they are so busy. Obviously, Chelsea is always touring. And right now she's on the Vaccinated and Horny tour. And Joe is also hitting the road. Joe has 2 tours, the Joe Coy Gala tour, as well as the Funny is Funny tour. And he's also starring in this new movie called Easter Sunday, which is coming out on August 5th. And this centers on Filipino-American family who celebrates the Easter holiday together.
This is reading very, you know, Jennifer Ben Affleck to me. They definitely supported each other through the breakup. So maybe I will definitely keep a lookout on what happens next with these two. And Dory, thank you so much for breaking it all down.
Thanks for having me again.
The internet can be a very dark place, but every now and then people rally around a cause, it goes viral, and there's a little more goodness put into the world. 6-year-old Phoenix Prince is a huge fan of the Grammy Award-winning singer The Weeknd, and he became distraught when he learned that The Weeknd's show in Toronto was postponed due to an outage at Canada's largest wireless carrier, Rogers Wireless. In photos taken by a passerby that have since gone viral, Phoenix was seen crying outside outside the venue while wearing a bright red suit jacket like the singer wears in his Blinding Lights music video. The Weeknd saw these photos of the teary-eyed Phoenix making the rounds and sent out a tweet saying, "Can someone please find him for me?" And the internet went to work. Phoenix's dad, Blake, told people, "I get in the door at home and my phone is blowing up and I'm like, what's going on? And I'm getting messages, watching literally hundreds, one after the other in my private message section on Instagram. And they're like, Abel is looking for your son. The Weeknd is looking for your son." Finally, The Weeknd's team got in touch with the Prince family and Phoenix and his father were flown out first class to Philadelphia, put up in a hotel and attended The Weeknd's show in the city of brotherly love because the out-of-time singer wanted to meet him in person. The Weeknd gave Phoenix a huge hug, complimented him on his amazing red jacket, and spent 30 minutes with him. I mean, what an incredible story of people coming together and a megastar like The Weeknd wanting to connect with a young fan and quite literally telling him to... Thank you so much for listening again today. I'll see you back here tomorrow for our Wednesday episode of People Every Day.